May the Lord grant us the courage to keep going when going any further seems impossible. Amen. Well, my dear heart dwellers, I can see many of you are on vacation. But for those of you who are here, I'm getting massive opposition to moving forward. On some days, it's sheer faith that causes me to lift one foot and place it ahead of the other to continue, just the semblance of momentum. My breathing has been very, very limiting, and with that comes discouragement. However, when I call upon the Lord in desperation, Jesus, I can't go another inch, something changes, and all of a sudden my breathing clears and I feel lighter. I need to be rebuking lying symptoms as well. I have been so discouraged with my piano skills that I've wanted to give up. But I know the options, and giving up is definitely not one of them. So I press in, sometimes without emotion, just gut-wrenching resolve. God is faithful and will not disappoint my trust in Him. I will do what He asks, and He will be faithful to give the increase until I'm playing fluently. Do you know what He said to me yesterday? He said, just as easy as it is for you to hear my voice and type messages to you, so will it come that naturally for you to play the piano and sing. Well, I've been typing for years and years, but rather than rationalize negatively and oppose Him, I've decided to continue to practice and practice until my fingers move as fluently along the piano keys as they do when they type. And He has promised me a breakthrough. But see how weak I am, dear ones. I falter and want to give up before I've had my breakthrough. Could there possibly be one among you who are worse than I am about having faith? I don't think so, not with all the signs that the Lord has given us. I sincerely doubt it, only because I've been given so many proofs of His love and faithfulness over so many years. It is shameful for me to have this attitude at all. Jesus began, "You have many, many enemies, Claire, many. You are not alone in this battle. You're being opposed, and I'm allowing it because I want my brides around the world to fight the good fight and keep climbing with me, even if they must wear oxygen at times to carry on. And I must tell you, I am allowing this in your life right now to slow you down so you will stay at the keyboard and not feel so good that you vault off to do this or that, as you have all your life. As usual, your enemies think they're handicapping you. How mistaken they are. I'm allowing this to keep you still and persevering in music and the messages. You see, my people, these messages about her music are not just for her. Do you understand? Each of you has your own challenges and obstacles to overcome in your personal discipline. Whether you're a housewife or an office worker, I give you ample opportunity to bring me into the home and the workplace, and the enemy has set up roadblocks in your lives with your callings to slimy you and cause you to want to withdraw or quit. So don't discount her struggles because it's not in your discipline. These messages are meant for all of you, no matter what you do. You each have assignments against you to keep you from becoming the holy soul I've called you to be. Some of you may grumble and say, "Well, I don't want to climb the mountain. I'm comfortable down here in the valley." That's your free will prerogative, but I promise you, at the end of your life, you will not feel fulfilled. That is why I'm guiding all of you to press in and go right through these smoke screens of discouragement and failure. Take every thought captive. Do not become captive to every thought. Then the Lord looked at me and said, "Do you believe in me?" "Jesus, I believe in you with all my heart." "Then stop doubting. You're being pelted with unbelief right now, along with the rest of my body. The enemy knows something wonderful has been released to my bride, and they are hell-bent on stopping it before it gains any more momentum. You must blast through these smoke screens, my people. You must believe in me more than in the lies you're being fed. Am I not sovereign? Did I not heal the woman with the issue of blood? Continue to touch the hem of my garment every day, and you will see the salvation of your God in your life. I am about to do great and wonderful things with those souls who make it through this chamber of horrors, because that's exactly what they're putting some of you through. It seems like every step forward you take is checked by evil and pushes you back to where you started from. Not so. You've gained momentum. You're on the right track. They cannot take from you what you have thus far accomplished. They can only erect smoke screens that make you feel disoriented and lost, as though nothing has moved forward. Lies, lies, lies. Every one of you who have pressed in have made progress, more than you realize. That is why you're being hit so hard with discouragement. Yes, one look into my eyes and my portrait should set you straight. Do they not say, do you trust me? Do they not invite you to go beyond your fears and commit your way to me? Do they not say joy comes in the morning? If you were not getting closer to a breakthrough, the demons would not be working so hard to stop you. The fight is ferocious just before the victory. Press in, my beloved ones. Press in. This is merely a temporary screen of deception, trying to convince you to give up before your breakthrough. Press in. I am with you.